Talk, Self-Denial Boxes. College View, Nebraska, September 20th, 1904. Portion of talk before General Conference Committee, College View, Nebraska, September 20th, 1904. As I have considered the poverty and needs of the southern field, I have been greatly distressed. I have earnestly desired that some method might be devised by which the work for the colored people could be sustained. One night, as I was praying for this needy field, a scene was presented to me, which I will describe. I saw a company of men working and asked what they were doing. One of them replied, "We are making little boxes to be placed in the home of every family that is willing to practice self-denial and to send of their means to help the work among the colored people of the South. Such boxes will be a constant reminder of the needs of this destitute race, and the giving of money that is saved by economy and self-denial will be an excellent education for all members of the family. I have written concerning these boxes and the self-denial they will encourage, and I now ask if you will not respect the light that God has given to his people. These boxes should be used more than they have been, and let no one ever by pen or voice hinder their circulation. Let every mother teach her children lessons in self-denial. Oh, how much money we waste on useless articles in the house, on ruffles and fancy dress, and on candies and other articles we do not need. Parents, teach your children that it is wrong to use God's money in self-gratification. Tell them of the poor colored people and their needs, and encourage them to save their pennies wherever possible to be used in missionary work. They will gain rich experiences through the practice of self-denial, and such lessons will often keep them from acquiring habits of intemperance. Let the work of these self-denial boxes be carried on more than it has yet been, and do not become weary of their use. We also ask you to give of your clothing such articles as you do not need. The Savior commended the widow who cast her mite into the temple. Others had put in of their abundance, but she had given of her living all that she had. The Lord calls upon every one to whom he has entrusted means to give for the support of his work, and he will greatly bless those who follow his example of self-denial.